All right, let me jump on in here before I run out of time. So the Right Side Way monologue for the day, as always, I'll remind you guys, is sponsored by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. They are good at what they do, y'all, and they're open 7 days a week. They will see all ages. They will treat your medical woes. And oh yeah, they are the sponsors of the daily Right Side Way monologue. All right, you ready? History lesson. 251 years ago, the world awoke to a whole new dynamic. The event that happened the night before was known as the Boston Tea Party. But have you ever considered why it happened? Have you ever considered what the underlying point was? I mean, for that matter, have you ever considered whether or not the issues that caused that amazing act of civil disobedience might still be issues for our current times? See, taxes are just a fact of life. I accept that some measure of government is a good thing. We need government to provide for the common defense, support the general welfare, establish justice, and ensure domestic tranquility. All that. But that only works if the citizens contribute something to help pay for the effort. Okay. Yeah, the only sure things in life are death and taxes, right? But problems arise when government's insatiable appetites for more and more and more create what we call tax burdens. And sometimes they create taxes without even calling them taxes. And when that happens, the people have to speak up and tell government that enough is enough. In 1773, the British Parliament passed what had become known as the Tea Act. Now keep in mind, at that time, tea was a main staple of the daily diet in colonial times. So when you raise the cost of tea back then, it would be like raising the cost of sliced bread today. Everybody used it. Everybody bought it. Everybody felt the sting of higher taxes on something that everybody used every day. And the British Parliament, they could care less. They didn't care about those silly dirt scratchers living in the colonies. So they sipped their own tax-free tea, and they made life more costly for their subjects. But then they really ticked everybody off when they changed the rules altogether. You see, there were already certain taxes in place that everyone grudgingly knew about. As part of the Townshend Act, a levy on the imports of goods, including tea, had been enacted to help fund the governments of the American colonies. Colonials grumbled, but the Townshend Act taxation remained in place, but then they were raised, and then they were used to punish, and then they were used to allow for the British Parliament to raise even more taxes, and then they were used only on certain people and not others. The British East India Company had developed a trade route to China, and it began importing Chinese tea to the colonies. But the British East India Company was tied in with big government in London. They had all the best lobbyists. They were friends of the crown. So the British government decided that the East India Company didn't have to pay the Townshend Act taxes on tea to the colonies. So basically, the East India Company wormed its way out of paying what everybody else had to pay on goods they knew everyone had to buy at a time when nobody could do without it. They saw a moment, and they collaborated with big government to get their way to the distinct disadvantage of the men and women of the colonies. And it was the final straw. The people had had enough. In the darkened night on December 16, 1773, a group calling itself the Sons of Liberty gathered at Boston Harbor, many of them disguised as Native Americans. They boarded the ships owned by the East India Company that had recently sailed into port, and they threw an entire shipment of tea out into the harbor. It became known as the Boston Tea Party. A few days later, in Philadelphia, local citizens also refused to let the East India Company unload another of its cargoes of tea, sent them packing back to England without unloading. It was taxation without representation, but it was more than that. It was an unequal treatment under the law. Citizens had a need for something. Government saw the need and made the need more expensive just to fund government. At the same time, government was granting special tax favors to the friends of government. So on one side was a true tax, and it was a burden. But on the other side was taxation by other means, when one part of the economy was given special favors, leaving the other part of the economy to deal with the results. Now, before you question whether I'm about to sound like a Democrat and start railing that not everyone's paying their fair share, no, not at all. That's usually the mantra for big government liberals who simply want more tax money to spend on their big government wish lists. What I am talking about is the idea that when government skews a market to get its way, that it has literally, really just created a taxation by other means. You see, the British government back in the 1770s, they knew what many in government know now. They knew that taxes can be to, simply fund essential services. But taxes can also be used to punish, to regulate, and to create new behaviors. And the most epic version of taxation by other means that we see in today's world, it's happening on a scale never before seen as the Biden administration works to change our economy into what many are calling the Green New Deal. I've often referred to it as the Green New Steal, because the vast majority of the regulatory burdens, the tax-free subsidies, the special favors to green companies, penalties for traditional energy sector companies, and products, is literally taking money out of our pockets on a daily basis. Even now, as the Biden administration is considering a brand new regulatory order that may be signed as soon as this week, they're going to force yet another emission standard on vehicles powered by combustion engines. And when they do, I'm just telling you, when they do enact this regulation, the cost of automobiles will go up, even though they know that cars are essential to daily life in today's America. Well, you've heard that everything from hot water heaters, ovens and stoves, air conditioning systems, light bulbs, and ceiling fans have all been given new green energy compliance standards. And because they are more tightly regulated, they cost more to the consumer, who everyone knows has to have those products as part of their daily lives in the 21st century. What we are seeing in the green energy regulatory frenzy is just taxation by another means. Companies that make the products we depend on have no choice but to comply or face being fined or, worse yet, put out of business. The Biden government is desperate to shape our behavior, to punish our noncompliance, and to model society in such a way that their ideology becomes our reality. And to do so, they tax us. They tax us by regulation. And then there are those special friends of government, kind of like the East India Trading Company of the 1700s. Those green sector companies who have enjoyed massive government subsidies that keep them afloat and give them advantages over their competition they never would have had in a free market. Companies like the electric bus manufacturer Proterra hire good lobbyists, suck down millions in taxpayer dollars, enjoy massive tax exemptions, and then create buses, electric buses, that cities buy with government grants, and then file for bankruptcy when their products become known as unreliable. Y'all, this kind of thing is going to continue until the people speak loudly and clearly. Government has an insatiable appetite for your money. And if it can be gained through taxation, well, they'll tax you. And if they have to, they'll just tax you by other means. They'll regulate you until they've got your behavior where they want it, and oh, by the way, your money in their pocket. Big government activists will continue to regulate your behavior to make you pay out of pocket for things that you don't want, while taxing the things you do want. And the Green New Steal, it's going to continue until people start throwing electric buses out into the harbor. Taxation by other means. Watch and see. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, there you go. I mean, think about it. When they do something that mandates that the cost of things you depend upon goes up, what have they done? They've taxed you without taxing you. They've taxed you by other means. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.